It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. We're on Twitter at KUOW. We were just spending time with the governor of this state, a Democrat. And now it's time to talk to the Senate Minority Leader, Republican Mark Schessler, who represents the 9th District of Washington State. That includes Pullman, an agricultural district. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
Thank you for coming, Senator. You are the only full-time farmer in the legislature. First of all, who's handling your farm while you're in Olympia?
You know, I've got some great employees, a spouse that grew up on a farm and ranch, and they do a really good job for me.
They got you covered. How do you bring that perspective to Olympia? How does that change what you do, your experience as a full-time farmer?
Well, I sign the front side of a paycheck. I have to pay the payroll taxes. I have to actually pay for health insurance for my employees. So I'm going to take a fiscally conservative approach to issues.
Fiscally conservative. You know, your colleague, and I'm guessing you concur, called the Governor Inslee's carbon tax proposal economically crippling. But the governor just told us that actually the opposite, the carbon tax, if passed, would grow the economy of Washington State, that it would create jobs and the right jobs and the right investments. What do you say?
Well, I would say it picks an increase in winners in the governor's category, but not overall. California's lost manufacturing and manufacturing jobs with their rules and taxes. You can move a service industry, for example, a Russell company can move from Tacoma to Seattle, no problem, very quickly. Weyerhaeuser can move corporate headquarters. You don't easily move a manufacturing facility to a friendlier state. And if you move it overseas, you're actually moving it to a less environmentally friendly country.
Well, is there any Republican plan from Washington State Republicans to reduce climate change?
You know, I think we would happily sit down with the governor and work on any environmental policy. But in this case, the governor simply wants new and higher taxes. This is not about the environment, because there's lots of things we could do together. But he's got to get off his infatuation with new and higher taxes.
Now your party is in the minority in both the House and Senate, not to speak of the governor's chair. What do Republicans plan to accomplish in the legislative session that starts on Monday?
You know, we plan to stick to our principles, focusing on jobs, good-paying jobs, education, and responsible budgets. Particularly, our four-year balanced budget law that is the best relief hardworking taxpayers have from the roller coasters of tax and spend budgets.
Senator, by the way, the governor really wanted me to emphasize, or he was really emphasizing, that the state can afford to use rainy day funds to fully fund education. And part of his mission to do that is to pay that back with a carbon tax. What's the Republican plan to pay for education? And would Republicans try to ignore the state Supreme Court mandate on that?
Well, anytime you use the constitutional rainy day fund before you have an economic downturn or a natural disaster is incredibly foolish fiscal policy. That constitutional rainy day fund is there that if we have earthquakes, floods, major forest fires, it's there. If we have an economic downturn like we did immediately after 9/11, immediately after the dot-com bust, $1 billion is a very modest amount. $2 billion is very modest with the size of the overall state budget. It's just totally irresponsible to spend reserves on daily operations.
Finally, Senator Schessler, and you come from Ritzville and the Pullman area, you and your colleagues have said that a challenge for 2018 is to pull back the Emerald City curtain, and you've called Seattle policies extremist ideologies. I see that your colleague, Republican Senator Joe Fain of the Kent and Renton area, called that divisive rhetoric and counterproductive and said it fails to reflect our obligation to help all Washingtonians. What do you say?
Well, I think Senator Fain can make his point, but I think the policies of Councilwoman Sawant tend to be very much polar opposite of the rest of the state and growing.
Well, Councilmember Sawant is a socialist. You've chosen the most lefty Seattle politician. How do you feel when Democrats characterize Republicans with the most conservative or most far right example?
Well, I think most conservatives have been called deplorables, but when I visited with Mayor Durkin this week, I had a very fine conversation with Senator Durkin, and I could see that we could find some common ground.
Maybe just one more specific issue. The governor called for a ban on bump stocks in October, these devices on guns that allow them to act like automatic weapons. Would you support a ban on bump stocks?
Well, first I got to find out what one is. As a firearm owner, I don't even know what one is. I doubt if the governor does either.
Well, this is that thing that automatically bumps against the trigger and da-da-da-da-da-da makes it fire like an automatic weapon.
Well, first of all, I've been told, there's never been one used in the commission of a crime in the state of Washington, so we haven't found the problem.
It's most famous from the Las Vegas shooting,
of course. Right, but Washington's never had one in the commission of a crime. It was originally an Obama-era rule for people with disabilities that like to shoot semi-autos. So I don't personally see the need for a problem, but I guess we'll take a look and see if there is a problem and first learn what one is before we try to ban it.
Republican Mark Shessler, the Senate Minority Leader. He comes from the Washington State 9th District, which includes Pullman, and he'll get back to farming when he's finished in Olympia. Legislative session starts on Monday. Senator Shessler, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
It's The Record on KUOW. Back in a moment. Did I say the legislative session will begin on Monday? It started this week already.